What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
I mean, literally, it looked like I was about to film a sex tape when I was applying it on the beach, though. I was like, I look like I'm about to do something really freaky.
As a bride, I'm going to be insane.
Like, side bangs made me who I am.
With a bedroom, you can go ham.
Uh-oh.
Let it get you.
Oh,
all systems go.
Hi, friends.
Hey, guys. It's always funny without Adam because he always, like, says the first thing, I feel like.
Well, cause he hits record and then he's like, all right.
No, then he says something silly or starts singing and usually I end up cutting it before it gets to the final edit because it just, like, well, it's not even just the fact that he does. It's like we all start talking on top of each other
right.
And, like, no one can be heard until, like, a minute in. So usually I always crop, like, the first minute.
Yeah.
Just so people aren't like, this is a chaotic intro.
It's a bunch of mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, the behind the scenes of how things come to light.
Yeah. As we do not plan
no.
our episodes as no. a lot of podcasts do.
No, we could not be
we
less
come
planned.
In, take our shoes off and jump into position and get going.
We're like, well, what happens is we come in and we start talking to each other
right.
just like about our day. And I'm like, guys, no, stop it. Keep it for the episode. Like, I can't get the microphones hooked up fast enough. And then we roll in and then, like, we, you know, eventually come up with things to talk about. But every week I'm like, are we gonna run out of things to say one of these weeks? Like, it's bound to happen.
And it hasn't.
And it hasn't.
So it sure hasn't.
Suppose we're in the clear. Well, I learned something today. Did you know that it's National Cheese Day?
I saw your Instagram story, which is where I learned it, where yeah. I learn a lot of interesting facts.
Yeah. I mean, as of, well, today's June 4th. It's not going to be June 4th when this airs, but
mark your calendars for next year.
I have a bone to pick with these national holidays. I feel like, aside from the ones that are legitimately, like, so important to, like, our, you know, our functioning as a society and, you know, paying homage to the important things and efforts of people long gone, that I understand. But there's so many needless holidays.
The Hallmark holidays.
Needless holidays. It's getting to the point where it doesn't, like, make any sense anymore.
And has it gotten to a point, like, how restaurants sometimes are like best bagel in New York and anybody can claim to be the best bagel yeah. in New York. Can any day just be National Large Water Bottle Day?
Yeah, like who do you have to run this by? Okay, name an object and I'm gonna see when the national holiday is for that object. Like just think of the first thing that comes to mind.
National Earring Day.
Okay. National Earring Day. April 13th.
That's insane.
Oh, wait. Well, it's actually National Silly Earring Day.
Oh.
Silly. That's my sister's birthday.
God
silly.
Forbid we don't have
yeah.
classic earrings.
Oh, May 26th is Earring Lovers Day.
Okay.
So we missed that. Say something else.
National Candle Day.
Candle Day. Okay, let's see. There's definitely one, and I bet Bath and Body Works is all over that.
Yeah.
National Candle Day is on December 7th.
Huh. Seasonality, it's, that makes sense.
No, it's, I guess. It's always the first Saturday of December.
Oh, they have a standing, it's not a date. Well, it's just a standing time frame.
I guess that's kind of like right in between Black Friday and Christmas and like all the other, like Hanukkah.
Kind of a terrible time for your national holiday to be in terms of consumer purchasing behavior.
Well, no, honestly. Cause
unless you're then going to just do a National Candle Day promo.
True. Well, I bet like, yeah, people are all over that in December. December is like a really good candle month. Like it wouldn't make sense for National Candle Day to be like right now.
Right.
I mean, I do light candles no matter the season because I love like when it smells good in here and I just love the aesthetic. But I feel like winter is like the time for candles.
Yeah, it's cozy season.
Exactly. Like I feel like lighting a candle does make it like a smidge warmer in the place where you are. Like even if it's like such a tiny little flame, it like feels like a bonfire.
And just the warm light, it's so cute and cozy.
Yeah. I just made like I did a crock pot chicken today.
Ooh, I actually smelt.
Oh, you did?
Some food in here when I walked in.
Yeah. I did like, it's honestly the most basic. I just like put a bunch of spices in there and just like let it cook and it like, I can't explain it. You put it in some, like, what's it called? Like, low-sodium chicken broth or whatever. Yeah. And then it just, like, marinates it really nicely. Anyway, but I was, like, in my kitchen, like, my little table over there, I do my work, like, by my kitchen. And I was like, God, I'm sweating. Why am I so hot? And I'm like, wait a minute. My crock pot's just, like, emanating boiling heat. Like, heat is radiating. I'm like, wait a minute. I guess crock pot needs to be retired. Like, but, like, what am I going to do?
Like, yeah, crockpot season is approaching its end, I think.
But we still like eat but hot you can, food in the I mean, summer.
Yeah, if you're gonna make chicken in there, you can do that.
I guess I just need to move it like near a vent or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just like my adulting problems.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess we should do the intro before we forget because I know the people are wondering when we're gonna do that.
I guess so. You're looking at me.
Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie and Colby and Adam in Mexico.
Girls, how's it going? Or girls, how are we doing?
How we doing?
What does he say? How we doing?
How we doing?
Well, I can report Adam's not doing well based on his last text to us.
Oh, yeah.
The Montezuma has gotten him. Is that what
he
you
drank call
it?
The water.
Is it Montezuma?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Maybe my dad just, I don't even know if that's kosher to say. I just.
And Charlotte Poughkeepsie'd in her pants.
Yep. Charlotte York. Oh. I actually just watched that movie with Jack because we just completed the series. We just completed Sex and the City.
I still have never watched it.
So how do you know that?
I've watched the movie. But I haven't watched the show front to back. And it happened in the movie.
So surprising to me that like you'd watch the movie and not immediately need to watch the show.
Yeah. I don't know. Because I feel like the movie's so different from the show.
Well.
From what I've seen.
Sure. It's like, it's more, because it's they have you know a lot of budget and it's like all compacted into one like start to finish thing.
Right.
Like the episodes like tee up into one another and you like there's recurring characters, like some characters will go away for a while and then come back and but I don't know, I just feel like it's like because you love like your Housewives and like your dramatic TV and like I feel like Sex and the City is just like that, but
it's
just
true
fictionalized.
I've seen episodes but I've never watched it full through.
It's just like crazy that people like you exist.
I know,
but I guess
we're a rare breed.
I've never seen Housewives, like, front to back. Like, or I've actually, like, only probably watched 3 episodes in my life.
That's crazy.
Of, like, any of the franchises.
It's so entertaining.
Like, I listen to, I honestly, like, find it entertaining to listen to, like, people talking about the episodes and, like, the drama. But they'll, like, say a name and I just, like, don't even know who they are. Like, all these names of people. And I'm just like, who is that?
Yeah, and that's crazy to me that that doesn't make you go, oh my God, I need to turn on my TV and watch this from season 1 and understand the deep-rooted history of these housewives.
Yeah, no. Like, there's, like, whole podcasts dedicated to the housewives and stuff.
It's so entertaining.
Yeah. I just have never been. But I don't know. Maybe it's just, like, I like fictional things that I know. Because I, like, find myself, especially as I've gotten older, like, TV shows with a lot of stressful dialogue, like, stresses me out. Or if I'm worried, like, I've talked about this, like, if I'm worried, like, someone's going to walk in on someone cheating or something, like, it really stresses me out. But, like, knowing it's fictional, like, helps me. In a way,
yeah,
like, confrontation, like, watching, like, the ladies on The Housewives, like, confront each other, like, that sends shivers down my spine because, like, I would hate for that to personally happen to me.
But some of it, when they get in fights, a lot of it is so dramatic. They're not real. There are some fights that are cutthroat and, like, personal, but a lot of them, as a viewer, you have so much background information and a lot of information that the people on the other side of the camera don't have. A lot of them, I feel like, get in fights about conversations that they think somebody had that didn't actually happen, and they confront somebody about it, or just things that, I don't know, that normal people wouldn't fight about.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But it's just, like, funny. I find myself thinking, again, I don't really watch this stuff, but, like, yeah. I've seen, like, The Bachelor, stuff like that. So yeah. I know, you know, how it all goes. And, of course, like, Summer House and, like, things like that where they do, like, the confessionals. And then, right. like, they'll have, like, the scenes. But I feel like it's just crazy that these people can, like, be friends with each other after, like, hearing someone talk shit about them in a confessional and then they're just, like, friends.
I agree.
Like, how is that possible? Are they fake friends? Like,
that's something that I don't understand either, because the confessionals also aren't filmed in line with the actual episode filming.
Yeah,
they go back after,
yeah,
and film them. I think they have two different days because a lot of them have two different looks, so I think that they do half of the season one day and it's like partway through filming. And then they ask questions. It's not like they're rewatching the episode back. So they're having to just think on their feet of what happened and how they were feeling in that moment and everything.
That must be so stressful to, like, for them to rely on their memory of, like, what happened. Like, what if they, like, accidentally misquote what someone said? And then they just, like, roll the tape of, like, what actually happened. And then they're, like, kind of wrong. Like,
they do that.
My memory would not serve me well. Yeah. And I might, like, embellish something by accident.
Yeah. They do that sometimes.
Yeah.
That I go, like, and, like, rewind and then replay what actually happened. But I would not be good at that.
No. Well, I would also just... I would be booted off the show because I wouldn't be interesting enough because I wouldn't start drama / like I wouldn't want to talk shit about people.
Right.
So I would actually be booted off the show.
And no, same. I would have too much of like my likability complex that I have.
Yeah.
Like creep up on me thinking I wouldn't do what the producers tell me to do because I also would be like, well, I don't care to start drama with her because
yeah.
why would I?
That I was listening,
sounds like
yeah.
inconvenient for my life.
I was listening to The Toast, I think it was last week, and they were talking about, again, I don't watch Vanderpump Rules, but I've been, like, everything I've seen about and heard about Vanderpump Rules has been against my will. Like, it's all just, like, on the feed, and right. everyone's talking about it, especially, like, Scandoval. I don't even know who these people are. I just
yeah.
have seen them on the feed, and I, like, know everything now. / I listened to The Toast, and they talk about it. But they were talking about how... Or I guess it came out that the producers were going to cancel the show or, like,
oh, yeah.
end the season early if there wasn't, like, more drama or something. Or they came to the cast and were like, you guys are doing a bad job. Like, if you don't, you know, get your head in the game and, like, stir some stuff up, like, the show's going to end early. Like, that's – and then they were thinking about the jobs at stake with, like, the production and everyone. Yeah. And so then that's why they, like – decided to make things more dramatic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is just a crazy thing. Like, this is like people's real lives and these producers are just like meddling.
Yeah. Well, that's their job. That's the whole point of unscripted TV. It's crazy. I watched this show that is, it's basically a documentary on how The Bachelor is created, and it's called Unreal on Lifetime.
Ooh, I should watch that.
It's so good. And basically, they show all of the production that goes in. So they're all in this, like, control room, pretty much how you envision, like, on the morning show, all of the different monitors where they can see what's going on. There's a whole area like that, and the executive producer is in there. But then each girl has a producer,
like,
assigned to them.
Oh.
And then they pull them aside, and the producer is, like, in their ear telling them that so-and-so said this behind their back and da-da-da-da-da. And then they're like, how does that make you feel about this and whatever, and asking that. And, like, you should go talk to so-and-so about whatever and tell her how you feel about that. And it's just, like, so eye-opening into, like, the backside of unscripted TV and how it isn't necessarily reality. They're prompted to do this stuff. So I guess to what you were saying, I feel like they, I don't know if all of them are real friends. And then I guess in the back of your head, you just have to know that they're being fed the same things that you are.
Yeah.
To try and create entertaining television. It's almost like you're playing a character even though you're playing yourself.
Which is just, it blurs the line. Like, I feel like this sometimes, like, with my career of just putting my whole life on the internet pretty much. Like, how do you step away? Because you feel so, like, in it all the time. But I can't imagine that. Like, this is just, it's, how do you have, I feel like you need, like, something that's just yours because, or that you don't talk about, because otherwise, like, everything
and people, everything's fair game.
It's fodder for people to discuss in all the forums and whatever. But that's just, like, crazy. What was I gonna say? I was gonna say something about The Bachelor, and now I kind of forget. Oh, it's kind of amazing that, like, there's couples that came out of The Bachelor that are still together.
It really is crazy.
Considering everything that goes into this. And, like, I actually was just on Instagram, again, against my will.
Yeah.
I don't even think I follow The Bachelor, but it just showed me of the contestants.
The men
for the next season.
Yeah.
And I noticed, like, there was some, like, body inclusivity in this. Like, there was, like, men of different, like, statures.
Oh.
Which I was really impressed with. But I'm like, okay, where's that for the women? Like, I feel like that needs to happen
next.
Why does that not happen yet? It's 2024. Like, why aren't we seeing more curves on The Bachelor?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, Bachelorette. No, Bachelor. Yeah, Bachelor. Or Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's, like, still kind of surprising to me. I feel like all the girls, like, you know, they're beautiful and they have, like, diversity and, like, races and abilities and, you know,
disabilities and whatnot.
But, like, yeah. I mean, I'm not asking for a lot. Just, like, there's definitely girls that try out that, you know, are above a size 6.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah. I would imagine so. But it's really crazy.
Yeah, like, how have we not got... We have the Golden Bachelor and Golden Bachelorette. How have we not gotten to this point?
Right. And did you see that the girl who won The Bachelor this past season, her dad is going to be on the Golden Bachelorette?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know her name, but I know she's
Kelsey.
Very, very pretty. Like, I saw her on TikTok.
She's just, like, a normal girl, it seems like.
Maybe I'll watch I didn't watch The Golden Bachelor. I wanted to. I just kept missing the episodes. And then I just, you know, saw the outcome. And then I saw they broke up.
Yeah, they're divorced. Or divorcing. What an example.
You know, it's a cold, cold world out there.
Even at that age.
Reality TV.
Yeah.
Can't make it work.
No.
Well, aside from reality TV.
Yes.
How is our reality?
Our reality is great.
Yeah. What's new with you? What are you
up to? I don't know. I'm feeling positive. It's summer. Life is good.
Yeah.
This past weekend, I went to the beach and I was rotisserie chicken for like 6 hours in the UV-8. And I have the craziest tan line.
Yeah. Well, that's like satisfying because
I know
you got so tan. I'm so pale. I'm like waiting out my spray tan. So I'm like going to be as fresh as possible for the wedding this weekend.
Yes.
But it's like I'm looking around New York. Everyone's tan. How do they do it?
It's fake or real.
Well, yours is real.
Yeah.
But like,
it's either real or fake.
How do you do it? Like, how do you do it?
I don't know.
You just like tan very easily, I feel like.
I actually think this year I had a good setup coming into the summer because I had a few different pulse points of being in the sun.
Oh, pulse points.
Yeah, I'm in work mode.
Did you coin that, like, for sun exposure, pulse points? Like, I feel like that is not something that is I've never even heard the phrase pulse points. This is something I've never heard. Like, this
Well, I'm deep in the brand partnerships mindset right now, leaving the office, and just had a 30-minute regroup with my boss, and we were talking about everything that we have coming up and all of these partnerships that we have in the pipeline.
Oh.
And all of the different partnership pulse points that will be happening.
Say that 5 times fast. Yeah. Okay, so you've had good sun exposure pulse points.
Yes. So my skin has been exposed, so then if I were going to get my initial sunburn, which I typically do, I definitely did get a little burnt in a few spots, but it was all random areas. I used that whipped cream sunscreen.
I think Danielle has this too.
So that brand, I haven't posted a TikTok in forever, and I'm so grateful that they found me, but they reached out to me on TikTok and offered to send me something, and I accepted eagerly.
What's the brand? And
Vacation.
Okay, Vacation. It's the whipped cream sunscreen.
Yeah. I mean, literally, it looked like I was about to film a sex tape when I was applying it on the beach, though. I was like, I look like I'm about to do something really freaky, because it actually comes out like whipped cream, and I sprayed it like all over my stomach.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh God. But it works. Blends. Yeah. But I had like random patches on my legs where I must have just missed a spot. I mean, I guess that just always happens. But
did you peel, like, when you got the burn? Because I'm gearing up for this, because, like, in the Bahamas. So my strategy for the Bahamas. Yes. I'm skipping ahead 2 weeks. Let me know what you think about this.
Okay.
So I'm there, like, on a work trip, technically. Like, I have some work things to do. That is what's bringing me there. But, of course, I am excited and elated to be going to the Bahamas.
Which island of the Bahamas are you going to?
Paradise Island.
It's going to be unbelievable. I've never been to a Bahama.
I've only been to Atlantis when I was, like, 13.
It's always been my dream to go there and go on that water slide.
Yeah, like, I wore goggles. So, like, that was the last time I was there. Excited to go on my first, like, official couples trip, like, that's planned to be a couples trip, kind of, like, whatever.
I feel like a tropical trip.
Yeah.
It's just a different vibe from any other couples trip. Yes. Like, that is the beach, like, lovey-dovey, we're on vacation vibe, rather than doing touristy things, or cabin trip is cozy and
we
cute,
did that,
but
yeah,
tropical just feels like couples trip.
Yeah like you're in a bikini. I mean, right. Come on. But my strategy for the tan, more importantly,
yes. Yeah,
because I have to shoot things. I was planning on doing like my at home self tan on my top, because my plan is like I'm gonna shoot like in maxi clothing or like pants and tops. So like my legs, like I'm planning like a parts by parts approach to my tanning. Like I will have like a fake tan up top so I can like look tan in the content, but then I'm gonna focus on like starting from the ground up with my legs. Like my legs are at zero at base level, like very, very fair.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of, you know, I don't know how, like, but I don't want to overdo it and then like get third degree burns, because you know, in the Bahamas, you're closer to the equator down there.
Yeah, the sun is very strong.
So I'm just trying to figure out my strategy.
I don't know. I think you should just plan on applying SPF 50 to your entire body and continuing to apply, but just don't hide.
Don't hide.
Don't hide from the sun.
Uh-oh.
Let it get you.
Oh.
And then if you start to be red, then hide.
Okay. But, like, I have sensitive skin, so I
get red from the sun, too.
We'll get a rash, like, just even when I'm not in UV, like, 3.
Right. If it's just, I get that, too. Just, like, a sun rash or whatever.
Heat rash or
so
whatever.
So let yourself get that. That's fine. But just don't let yourself burn.
All right.
But I think SPF 50 is, like, good, considering it's so strong there. And just keep reapplying it.
All right. Well, if all else works, I was actually like just randomly today, because I was like, ugh, you know, I was like just having a bad body day. I was looking at photos of myself from yesterday.
Hate that.
Like I was did some content yesterday and I was like, ugh. And then I was like reminding myself, I'm like, when I'm tan.
You look beautiful.
Thank
but you.
You
I know how you feel.
You know how it goes. And like, I was like, oh, well, when, you know, I just need to get a tan, but I have to wait 2 days to get my tan for the wedding. So it's fresh. Like, I have a wedding this weekend. And then I was like, let me just go down memory lane and look at old photos of myself when I was tan.
Which is never a good idea.
Well, no, honestly, it made me feel better.
Oh, that's good.
Because I'm like, no, when I'm tan, I will feel better.
Yeah. That's
which
true.
Is so funny. Like, it's just so ridiculous how, like, even just a little bit of color. Like, I'm not talking about, like, you know, I don't need to be 10 shades darker than right. I want to, like, still look myself, but just a little bit sun-kissed.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, so that's on what's upcoming.
So you're spray tanning for the wedding. You're not just an attendee. Your bride's meeting it up.
Yeah, and I've never walked down the aisle before.
Ah.
I had to. So the other night.
Did you practice?
No. Well, we're going to do the rehearsal dinner, which I assume you practice at the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah. But right? Like, did you practice walking in your shoes?
So here's the thing. I've had a little bit of drama with the alterations place.
Oh.
I'm not going to put them on blast and say where I went because I actually really enjoyed the experience. This is just a bit of a hiccup. Like, they told me my dress was going to be ready today. So, like, they told me verbally, or they wrote it out, your dress is ready. So I went to go pick it up today and they go, it's not ready. And I'm like, okay, well, when's it going to be? I dropped it off 3 weeks ago.
Right.
I'm like, when's it going to be ready? Very nicely. And they go, I don't know. I'm like, oh, well.
I need it.
And I'm never mean. And I wasn't mean. I was just like, guys, this dress, it's a bridesmaid's dress. I would just love to know when. Like, just tell me when.
And I need it.
And I need it. And I was like, you know, I totally get it. Like, this is a very important dress and it's very complicated. Like, it has a bunch of layers. Like, there's tulle. It's a whole, I know it's a very complicated dress. And I know the woman working on it is very skilled, which is why I chose her or chose the place. But I was like, let me know. And they're like, okay, by 2 today. So it is ready. I need to go get it. So
okay,
it is
good.
That, thank God, I need to go pick it up. But the thing is, I went in, this was a rookie mistake on my part. I didn't bring my shoes when I went to try it on. To have it like pinned and everything, like when I initially went like a few weeks ago, so then they could like make their decisions on whatever. So I wore their shoes, like they actually had shoes there, which
right.
was nice, but I didn't think to write down like or
heel height,
I don't know, take whatever. A measurement. I do have like so many pairs of shoes, so I'm it's a maxi, it covers my feet. I'm confident I will find something in my closet.
Yeah,
but I was just like, I have no idea what shoes I'm walking. Like, I hope that they are not going to be tall, you know, so I don't like trip on my face.
Yeah,
that's my only concern.
Is the ceremony inside or out?
So I also don't really even know that. Like, I think I don't want to stress out the bride. We're just rolling with it. I'm trying to be my most low maintenance self, even though I'm myself. Like, I could never. As a bride, I'm going to be insane.
Yeah. Are you having your hair and makeup done?
Yes, I do know that. So I'm assuming like we'll get there and she'll just like tell them what she wants.
Yeah.
For that, like, and I'm very flexible with those sorts of things, but
that's always so fun.
Yeah, no, I've never this has never happened to me. I've never been in a wedding,
right?
And I'm very excited to see how this unfolds.
Like, I mean, I haven't been in a wedding since I was a teenager, so I think I can say that I really haven't either.
Yeah, I mean, well, that counts. Like, you're in photos.
Yeah,
but
like my prepubescent cell. Or mid-pubescent self.
Did you have bangs?
I had side bangs at my oldest sister's wedding, yes.
Well,
but I will go on to say I think she did too.
That was like the trend of the time, though. Like, everyone, like, side bangs made me who I am.
Oh,
you know?
Totally.
Like, if you did not have side bangs, like, we're in a club. The side bangs and just generally bangs of any kind, if you cut a section of your hair to be shorter on purpose than like the rest of your head, we're in a special club.
Yeah. Also, if you,
the side bangs club,
if you had a unibrow or like rogue hairs in between your eyebrows and one day found your dad's nose hair trimmer and decided to use it to shave your in between your eyebrow hairs and cut off half of your eyebrow, you're also in the club.
Everyone has a story, like, when they experimented with a razor in the shower. Like, they saw their mom's razor and they were like, ooh, and cut themselves.
Yep.
Like, everyone has a story like that, I feel
Which is also, like, so unsanitary and disgusting. Like, I think about when I did that with my dad's legit nose hair trimmer. And took it to my face. Meanwhile, like, it was up his nose, and I full well knew that, and I was like, this is the only way.
I
gotta get rid of it.
I just bought a nose hair trimmer for myself. That's maturity and growth.
Yeah.
That I am like, you know what? I've got to do something about this. I didn't even know that. I mean, not that hair is a bad thing. Let's keep it real. Like, everyone has hair, and like, I'm not just, but I've like started to notice now, like, other people's nose hair.
Right.
And I'm like if I'm speaking to them and I'm like, just if it's noticeable, and I'm like, oh my God, I've never trimmed my nose hairs in my life. Like, they're probably a problem. Like, that I feel like I'm always searching for a problem.
Your nostrils, I feel like, don't like expose them.
Yeah, well, they're gone.
Yeah,
they're getting shaved. Like, as soon as I figure out how to work this thing, they're getting shaved.
I want to learn how to wax my own nose hairs.
Yeah, I've seen that you can like stick a Q-tip with wax on it up there and just pull, but I
don't know if that's a safe at home.
Okay, guys, so you know that we love a good skincare and makeup routine, but did you know how you apply these products to your face can make all the difference?
Anisa Beauty has been changing the game with their vegan and cruelty-free brushes since 2019. Their Pinnacle Foundation Brush is a fan favorite and has gone totally viral for a reason.
The Pinnacle Foundation Brush is seriously the key to flawless application. I could use the cheapest foundation, and this brush makes it look like I'm wearing a $200 formula. It's that good.
It's all in the design. The brush Brush's triangular shape fits every corner of your face, so you can use it for foundation, contour, highlight, basically all your liquid and cream products.
And don't forget about their skincare brushes. The Pinnacle Skin Brush has completely changed how I apply my serums and moisturizers. No more using my hands. This brush ensures everything goes on smooth and evenly.
So check out the Pinnacle Foundation Brush and more at AnisaBeauty.com.
Use code MATCHMADE for 30% off site-wide. That's AnisaBeauty.com.
Check it out.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses.
So a lot of us know that shopping for dad, shopping for boyfriend, shopping for men is very tough. Last Christmas, I was kind of freshly dating Jack and didn't really know what to get him. So I went to Uncommon Goods and I got him an Arsenal book. That's his soccer team that he supports. And it's a collection of different news printings from the past 50 years of Arsenal's history. So it was really great gift. He loved it. I also got him a customized candle, and I got my dad a whiskey creating kit. Like, you can DIY your own whiskey. There's a ton of good stuff on there.
Uncommon Goods has the most meaningful out of the ordinary gifts on the market, and like Katie said, they even have gifts that you can personalize. Uncommon Goods will be at Grand Central Holiday Fair in Vanderbilt Hall and Grand Central Terminal in New York City, November 11th through December 24th. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/matchmade. That's uncommongoods.com/matchmade for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Happy holidays.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Yeah.
Procedure.
I just saw, I think, who was it? Ashley Graham.
Yeah.
She's a model. Love her. She's stunning. I think like years ago she posted, and it really stuck with me. You know those Instagram posts that really stick with you?
Yeah.
I think it was a video like in a dump of her having that done.
It's so satisfying. I watch those videos when they come up on any platform.
Yeah. Well, I'll report back of how my nose hair adventure goes.
I'm excited for you.
I don't know if this is a general insecurity many people have, but I have the solution.
Yes.
So
I don't have a professional tool.
You can, well, I guess you can't use mine, can you?
Yeah.
Maybe we can like sanitize it between uses. Or I could,
you can send me the link.
Okay. Or that.
The one thing that I do want to borrow from you is your couch pillar shaver.
So here's the thing about that. I have it and it's great. But it's so small, and like a couch is large. It takes so long. It takes like 5 to 7 business days for me to depill my couch.
Jeez.
And it's funny because my couch cleaner, who I love so very much, doesn't do the depilling. Like someone should offer a service. Like I would pay like, you know, a little bit for that.
Yeah.
Because even this nice couch here, like this is a very nice couch. Like it's already starting to pill. Like but I don't understand how pilling even happens.
I think it's just from like sitting down and standing up and having things rub on it.
Yeah. I guess you're right. Because, like, the parts that, like, don't really, like, see people very much, like, doesn't have as much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can lend it to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, okay, wait. I have the wedding this weekend. You have something also wedding related.
I do. I have my sister's bridal shower.
Woo!
My honored maid duties are going to be in full effect this weekend. And I'm so excited for it to be over. because I really want it to be a beautiful day on Saturday, which is when the bridal shower is, because I want it to be able to be indoor-outdoor.
Okay, and what's
rather
looking
than
like?
Just inside.
What's
and there keeps being a rain cloud emoji on the weather forecast, but it comes and goes. It's back.
Classic.
35%. And now it looks like the whole afternoon is going to rain. And literally earlier today, it was partly cloudy and the rain cloud was gone. So, I don't know. I'm hoping the rain cloud goes away because it changes multiple times per day. I'm going home Thursday night after work. Friday, I need to make all of the flower arrangements with my grandmother. And my family friend is helping me with that. And then I got for the party favor, my mom really wanted the whole theme to be like the brunch and bubbly, as she would say.
Brunch She's and like, bubbly.
It goes with the bubbles theme. And she wanted to do mini Prosecco bottles with the custom label, which would have been very cute. But I knew that this was all going to come down to me finding somebody on Etsy to create the custom label and it was going to be a lot of admin.
It always sounds like a great idea until you realize all the work that has to go into that.
Yeah.
And like that you are the one that has to do it. Right.
And I'm like already making I made the invitations from somebody on Etsy. Now I'm finding somebody, my sister decided that she maybe would want one game, and instead of doing a game because I didn't want to do that myself, I decided that having the advice for the bride cards would be good.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, those are cute. I've done that before.
So I got that. Just mainly my thing with the game was I didn't know what game to play.
They'll do like guess the number of whatever in the jar or what did I do? Oh, they give you like plastic rings.
Yeah.
And everyone puts on a ring. And if like the first person or you're speaking to people during the party, if someone says bride, they have to give you their ring.
Oh.
And the person at the end with the most rings wins.
Oh, that's cute.
It's like at a baby shower, you can't say baby.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is so funny because I'm like, I lose so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Because same. I would just say things.
Like, I forget about the game.
I think bride maybe is a little bit easier than saying baby. Like baby at a baby shower, obviously you're going to fucking say baby.
Right.
You know? But.
Yeah, the bride at least has a name.
Yeah, I would say like, oh, Jillian's wedding.
Right.
I wouldn't say bride.
Here comes the bride to have a drink.
Yeah, maybe that would get me.
Yeah, so I wasn't feeling creative in the game space because also other bridal showers that I've gone to, they're all like, how many dates did they go on? Da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, I don't think my sister is going to want to sit up there and do that if I know her as I do.
Yeah, I did one or went to one where she had printed out all these like different photos from the bride's life and you had to guess the year.
Oh,
And it was cute because I've known her forever.
Right.
But her, like, newer friends, I feel like that'd be, like, kind of uncomfy. Like, oh, I have no idea.
I like the game aspect more when you can do it on your own time.
Yeah.
Rather than it being, okay, everybody sit down. We're going to play a game because we're also not doing a seated meal. It's like,
yeah,
food stations or, well, that's the stuff thing. Like that. So
people will do that where it's like you just got to sit on the floor, sit on the couch, like you're sitting.
Yeah.
Which I think it's cute to, like, get everyone involved in one thing together. Like, Jill did it, so, like, we advice to the bride, and yeah, she read them out loud.
Oh, that's cute.
But, and some of them were funny, and so there was, like, some laughs. And
yeah,
like,
I like that.
So that was, it was cute. I mean, I put her on the spot, and she felt like, she's so funny. She was like, I hate this.
Yeah.
But it was cute.
Maybe I should do that to my sister, so yeah, I can be like, okay, you wanted this.
No, I think, like, it's cute to feel like the center of attention. Even yeah, if you're like, stop it. No, guys, stop.
Definitely.
Yeah. I've actually been having some fears recently about, like, the whole wedding thing. Like, I don't see myself getting married, like, anytime soon. But I think, like, hearing all this stuff and going to all these weddings, I, like, keep thinking about it. I'm like, I feel like, I'm so excited to walk down the aisle and say the vows and, like, wear the dress. But then I'm thinking about, like, the first dance.
Oh, my that God, sounds, I know. The dance recital that goes, like, along with it is really stressful.
No, but,
to
like,
think about.
Everybody stares at you, like, looking longingly into each other's eyes. When you're doing the vows, like, that is, like, such a, you know, everyone's seated. And, like, I guess everyone's seated for the dance, too. But for some reason, it feels different to me than everyone watching me slow dance to, like,
no, it's so,
a song.
It's such a funny concept, but it is beautiful.
No, and I love watching it, but for some reason, I'm like, I just can't see myself
right
doing it at all.
No,
like, I can't.
I agree. It's crazy. But I'll tell you what I got as the favor instead of the bubbles.
Please,
I got
do.
Sidetracked because I think that I was like, okay, well, that's cute, but everybody's just getting a small bottle, and maybe what if somebody doesn't drink, whatever. And so I thought Turkish towels, like the big beach towels, would be actually useful.
Yeah.
And wouldn't be like a one and done, maybe we'll sit in the back of your refrigerator for 6 months until you decide to pop it open sort of thing.
Yeah, that's really cute.
So I ordered a bunch of those on Etsy as well. This whole thing is an Etsy operation.
I don't feel like those are like party favors.
Yeah.
I've never gotten a party favor at a bridal shower.
I've gotten like a bag of seeds. Like, if it was like a garden theme.
I think it's a nice touch. I really do, but I've just never.
My mom was very hellbent on the favor.
I mean, people are bringing you a gift or money, so I feel like that.
So my sister should pay for the for the favor.
Theoretically, yes. But of course, you know, bride's already paying for so much, I guess, with the wedding.
Yeah.
So it's like on the maid of honor and whoever else.
Yeah.
But
those throwing it.
Well, I was actually just talking to someone today, my trainer. I don't remember when. Maybe this was last week. We were talking about, like, the whole concept of, like, money, gifts, like, how much are you supposed to give, all that, which is, like, such a topic. But so if you're invited to the engagement party, if there's an engagement party, the bridal shower, and the wedding, when do you give a gift? When do you give money? How many do you have to participate in gift giving or money giving? Like, that is just such a gray area. And I don't know if anyone's actually figured out what the answer is.
I think that somebody needs to put their foot down and say, like, for me to go to your wedding, it's already costing me hundreds of dollars to go. So for you to have prior events to that.
Yeah.
There's got to be a budget cap somewhere.
For us, like, with our, like, I feel like for the engagement party, a joint gift between friends.
Yeah.
Like, one thing that all the friends contribute to that's, like, maybe, like, I don't know, $10 a person or less, like, makes sense. Then the bridal shower, that's where it gets so gray for me. 'Cause, like,
bridal shower.
You always give money at the wedding. So,
yeah.
So I've been conditioned, and you give a check or cash or whatever, and that's the easiest thing for them. But what about the bridal shower?
I think my mother, I was told that if you're doing it individual, it's supposed to be like around $50 a person for the bridal shower gift. So whether you're doing a big group gift and you all pull in to buy like a whole set of pots and pans,
mm-hmm.
and that could be $350. Then right. you split that and it's like about 50 a person with your group. Okay. Or like see what you can get at that price point with however many people you're splitting with.
That makes sense. And then, like, I've heard varying things about, like, the wedding day, how much you're supposed to give. Like,
yeah, and apparently that's changed with inflation also.
Really?
Yeah, because I went to, for so long, I was going to family weddings, and I was just bundled in with my parents' gift, I feel like. Yeah. I was never giving my own until about 2 years ago. And when I first started going and having to give my own gift, it was one amount. And yeah. then as of last summer, when I went to my friend from high school's wedding, my sister was like, oh, no, now it's this much that you're supposed to give. But it's all relative.
Well, I yeah. think. And like, I feel like when people share amounts and stuff, it just, like, makes people feel bad about
right.
Well, especially because, like, every wedding is so different. Geographically, it matters, I feel like.
Yeah.
Also, how well you know the person matters.
Yeah.
How far are you going? Like, I feel like – and also – I don't think any bride out there is going to roll their eyes and be like, oh, so-and-so only gave me this much. Like,
right.
when, if it's not something offensive, like if they gave right. $10, I mean, no right. offense, but that would be something that might warrant an eye roll. But right. like,
yeah.
you know.
It's crazy. I mean, they say that you're technically supposed to pay for your seat.
Yeah, for your dinner.
Right? So I get that, I guess that price has probably gone up over the years, but how is anybody supposed to know that?
Yeah, like, I don't see a menu with
it's
any
all
prices.
It's all word of mouth.
I don't see any number
right.
with a dollar sign on the wedding invitation.
Right.
Like, I don't see that
right.
anywhere.
This is the price per head. Thank you.
Can you imagine?
No. But, like, there does need to be a rule book, because how the fuck is anybody supposed to know any of this information?
Yeah, and then it, like, makes you look bad if you don't know. I feel like right. it's one of those things where you just align with your friends.
Yeah.
And then it's okay, because if one person, you know, it's like the whole group does the same thing.
Yeah.
Where when it comes to, like, the monetary amount.
Right.
But it's, no, it's so weird, and, like, no one knows.
It's also so weird to think that you're just going to this event and you're giving them money.
Yeah, it's like, they're paying for the wedding to happen. We're paying for admission slash right. for their happiness.
It's basically like a ticket.
Yeah, it's
ticket
funny.
To the show.
Like, it's just funny because there's been weddings I haven't been able to go to. Luckily, or not luckily, just it happenstance. I've had an excuse. I've had an actual legitimate reason or prior thing that came up. But a lot of these, it's like we get to a point where it's like, I just can't afford to go to another right. one. Or like, I just, and you have to, like, somehow, I feel like, come up with an excuse.
Right.
Because otherwise you look like a bad person.
Right.
But, like, has ever anyone ever said, like, I'm sorry, I just, like, can't afford to come to your wedding?
I don't know.
I feel like
but
that's
it's a good excuse.
No, it's a legitimate excuse, but it's starting to make me want to just, like, get married in, like, a backyard.
Yeah, that's my dream.
But then
a
again,
backyard barbecue.
You know how I feel about the elements. Like, if it rained, I would actually
I know.
Die, I think. Yeah. I would need a tent, a tasteful tent.
I know. I love a tent. My yeah. sister's wedding will have a tent.
Well, I'm very excited for you guys and the wedding. Well, first,
yeah,
the bridal shower.
Get through the bridal shower. We'll be good.
When is
we'll
the wedding?
Have the bachelorette off the list already. That's another thing.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money that if you go to that on top of the engagement party and the bridal shower,
yeah,
add it, just add it to the tab. Then, yeah, the wedding is August, late August.
Nice. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the weekend that. After our Other friend's friends. Wedding.
Ugh, you're gonna be all weddinged out.
I know. In my meeting that I just had with Rebecca, this topic came up because she is going out to the Hamptons and we were talking about summer plans and I was like, I have no time. to, she was like, oh, when are you going to be out in the Hamptons? I was like, I have literally no plans to go there.
Yeah.
But
you'll end up there, I feel
yeah.
like.
She ever so kindly opened up her home to me.
Aww.
I know. I was like, yeah, I don't know when I'll be taking you up on that. But literally June, this weekend, I have my sister's bridal shower. Then next weekend, I'm off. I'm here. But I had a bridal shower that I was invited to that I said that I couldn't swing. Because then the following two weekends, I have weddings. And then it's the 4th of July.
Oh, already?
I know.
My God.
But I was saying the way that I have been thinking about this and having all of these plans and weddings on my mind for months, just thinking about I don't even know how I'm going to be in all of these different places.
Yeah.
I just needed to start.
Yeah.
So that I can start like crossing things off the list in my mind of like things that I don't have to think about.
Yeah, it's like you do one thing at a time.
Right.
But like once the momentum, once the ball starts rolling, then you got kind of get used to it. Like I feel like I felt that way too. I've been out of town the last three weekends.
Yeah.
Like ahead, before this past. This past weekend I was here.
Yeah.
And then I was like, because I was here, I was overwhelmed about like all the future trips and past trips. Like I literally locked myself in my apartment, did not, I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. I didn't respond to a single person, including Jack. I was like, I am cleaning today and that is all I'm doing. And then I was like, okay, now I can feel like, I feel like I can breathe. But before that, I honestly, like being away every weekend, I was like, oh, okay, like just rolling with it, rolling with it. Then when you like sit with your suitcases everywhere, you're like, oh my God, I need to relax.
Right.
But it's once you're sitting in idle wait,
yeah,
you know, but then once you're going, you're going.
Right.
And then it'll all just work out.
Exactly. And I have all the travel planned for the most part. It's just waiting for it to start. And it's not like I'm dreading it. It's just like I know I have so much going on that I need it to start so that I can enter that mindset of being like, okay, I have this. But
yeah,
it's just hard. It's a weird mindset. It's not even like anxiety, but I feel overwhelmed almost. I don't know.
It's called anticipatory anxiety.
Yeah.
Anticipatory XYZ, stress, panic, whatever, because you're anticipating something that is to come that hasn't come yet.
Oh.
Yeah. You're obsessing. It's called future tripping.
Yeah.
You're obsessing over something that hasn't even happened yet.
Oh my God.
Yep.
I have a disorder that I struggle from that because it's not even just with things that are even planned out.
You know what you're doing? You're borrowing worry from the future. Borrowing worry from the future right now. Leave it in there. Leave it where it needs to be. Don't borrow it. Don't take it.
Okay, I'm gonna be more present.
Into the present. Don't snatch it up. Like, the worry will come. Like, it's just not your time yet to worry.
I love that.
That's
going to be my new mindset.
I don't know who I read. Someone said that. I did not make that
I
up.
Love that.
But you're borrowing worry. I think that, wait, borrowing worry. Let me get the actual quote. Because, like, I feel like that's going to be, stop borrowing worry. That's it. Anticipatory regret. Anticipatory whatever. I digress. You will get it all done and it will be fantastic. And I think I'm only going to the Hamptons one weekend this summer. I'm not doing the house as we typically do. Schedules just didn't line up and whatnot. And it's just not happening.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's very hard. That's like the thing. Like once you get to this age, like scheduling, and I start feeling guilt for like not being able, like friends will be like, what are you guys doing this weekend? And I'm just like, I'm gone. And it's very difficult because I feel like in a friend group, you have these spontaneous planners and you have like the planner planners, and I'm a planner planner.
Right.
And I always feel really guilty when I can't just be spur of the moment, like, oh, what are you doing after work today? I can't live like that.
Right.
And it's, I start getting mad at myself for like planning so much. Like I need to like leave open nights, but then an open night rolls around where I haven't planned anything. And then I'm like, darn it, I should have done something, you know?
Right.
So I don't know what that says about me, but I start to like feel guilty for like not seeing some of our friends because I'm so busy planning my life away.
Right. I get that. But it's also hard to remain available when it's not like you're always creating your own plans. Like opportunities come across your desk and you take advantage of them, as you should, because you don't have plans at the time. But then things come up and then you're not able to be present, which I struggle with that too, that it's like, oh my God, I feel like I haven't seen anybody in so long, but I am committed to doing all of this other stuff that I'm also excited about. But it's hard to divide your time and everybody's so busy and it's just not always going to work out that your free nights and free weekends align.
True.
But that makes it hard, especially for your house situation, especially because you guys typically do that for two full weeks. It's not just one night of the week or one weekend.
And it just like wasn't working with like, and we've also made some like big moves recently and like it just wasn't working. So we weren't doing that, but I'm going one weekend in July and I'm excited to get my Montauk fix. I'm going to go to my places that I love to go to, my special like wraps at Joanie's and whatever, like things I like. And then I'll be back in the city. Like
dinner at Crow's.
Yep. All the good stuff. Ugh. It is a glorious place to be, but it like, you know, I also enjoy being in the city because I'm like, I'm paying rent.
Right.
I got to be here. make the most of it.
Yeah. I want to thank my lucky stars that I got my rent renewal finally, and one of my future stressors can be checked off the list because I do not have to move, thank God.
Woohoo!
Yes, literally, praise be to whatever higher power exists and that you believe in, because I was getting really nervous there
that
was going to be another thing to add, because my lease is up August 31st, which is the weekend after my sister's wedding. So I would have, and we have the weekend before that wedding. So yeah. I would have had to somehow, like,
how would you been done it?
Found an apartment,
yeah,
somehow pack and move and have money to be able to move,
yeah,
after going to all of these weddings. But thank God our increase was higher than I wanted it to be, but it didn't price us out
good.
Like, I don't think we'd be able to find anything even remotely similar to the space that we have,
yeah,
for what we're still going to be paying for the next year. And also just the cost of moving in general is so astronomical that it's cheaper just to stay. Well, and good. I love our apartment.
No, you
and
guys
I
have,
didn't want to move. And I love the neighborhood.
Yeah, and you're just like getting your room all together.
Yeah. Now I'm going to do my minor home improvements that I have on the docket. So for so long, I've been into just clean white bedding.
Yeah.
And then I dip my toe into getting floral patterned sheets,
mm-hmm,
and now I'm back to the white sheets, but I'm really into a patterned duvet cover, and I know that you have one, don't you?
I do.
I really like the pinstripes.
Ooh.
So I think I'm gonna get that, like
Brooklinen.
A black
Brooklinen
pinstripe. Rebecca Minkoff actually has one.
Oh,
also.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah,
your employer.
Yeah, so I think I'm gonna get one of those with my employee discount.
Do it.
And
I love a pattern. It's yeah, one of those things where, like, I think there's certain styles that I shy away from in clothing,
yeah,
because it doesn't fit my figure or like whatever, I don't feel like it fits me. With a bedroom, you can go ham.
You really can.
The bed's a bed, you know? It's a rectangle. Like,
yeah,
it's, of course, you have to think about, like, the feng shui of the room.
Yeah.
But especially in the city where we can't paint our walls, it's like everything's white. So
right,
why not throw some color or something in there?
Like, yeah.
I have a neutral pattern, but I do have a pattern. It's like little flowers.
Yeah. I'm sticking neutral.
Good.
But black and white pinstripes, I think I'm going to do.
That'll go with your, like, shelves, your art.
Yeah. Like, it's my whole room is like
your
neutral
little like objects you have, like,
yeah,
I'm picturing it in my head, it'll all go,
and it'll go with the print that I got to put above my bed that I've been holding out on getting printed.
Well,
because I was like, why would I even bother doing that if I'm gonna have to leave in 3 months
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, now you won't have to.
I know.
Now
I'm printing it out, getting it framed.
You're gonna see another Christmas.
Yep.
That's what I always think about when I re-sign a lease. I'm like, oh, my tree's gonna be back in the same spot. Like,
maybe we'll get a Christmas tree this year.
Yeah, I did it. Yep, my little skinny tree has its spot over there.
I can host another pregame for Katie's birthday.
Yes, but
I won't be putting any more bats on my walls because
did you tell them about that?
I don't even know. Last year, I went all out for Katie's birthday pregame. I cobwebbed my whole kitchen. I put bats up on the wall in my living room, and it looked really good,
it did.
I must say.
It looked,
I got
so good.
Orange lights. I got a trick-or-treating bowl and made everybody take candy from it. But the bats, I didn't read the Amazon review where there were a lot of cautionary tales of people who said that you shouldn't use the adhesive that comes with the bats because it's not easy to remove. And
yeah,
so I removed the bats and realized this very quickly, that either the bat, the adhesive, and the paint on my wall all came off together, or the bat came off the adhesive thing and the adhesive stayed on the wall. So we have a lot of different patches, and I tried spot treating it with paint a couple of weeks ago, maybe like a month ago now, and the color isn't exactly the same, so I need to go back over it and repaint the whole entire wall with the new can of paint because they must have put like a tiny bit more white in it or something.
Yeah.
That because it was like whitewashed or slightly whatever different. That's called, yeah. How they mix the two colors together. So it's very slightly different, but yeah, no bats this year. But
no bats.
All cobweb.
Okay. Well, I got to get to work planning that. It's funny because I always start planning that in like summer because places fill up around these parts.
My Christmas party is already in the works as well.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Sorry, I just read a text that requires action. I don't know why I do these things. I don't know why I read these texts. No, it's actually like nothing even important. It's just derailing my brain. Just
adding to the mental to-do list.
Yeah. I actually have no idea how long we've been talking. Adam's usually the one that's like, all right, we're done. So I guess we should probably check on how many minutes we're going here.
Check it out.
Oh. Yeah, we're just about done, I think.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, we've been talking for almost an hour. Can you believe it?
No, I actually can't. Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say, 25 minutes.
No, like, I feel like we've honestly done a lot of gabbing
over
here. We've
covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, I feel like we should honestly just call it, because I feel like we've just said such great things. Like,
we have some cockies to get to.
Yeah, oh yeah, we're going to go get some, I'm going to get a martini.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but
I'm going to get something with tequila.
I've had one.
I had a long day filled with a lot of manual labor.
Well, you deserve it.
I do.
Okay. Okay.
Everybody have a great weekend. Katie will be walking down the aisle.
Yeah.
Send good vibes that she doesn't trip and fall.
Yep, please.
And Colby. And pray to whatever God you believe in that it doesn't rain on Saturday.
Colby will be making goodie bags. And okay. Love you. See ya. Bye. It just sounds so weird when I say it.
Love ya, see ya, bye.